What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. You ask for what you get. TruckDriver101.com. You can go online, check my book out for any new drivers trying to get into the industry. It's good, up to anybody who's up to a year experience. It'll help you get in the industry. Let you know how much trucking school should cost and all those good things. Go to YouTubeTruckers.com or go to TruckDriverBooks.com. All right, guys. So, it's the new year 2016, and I got a little help of some things that we all need to do. And one thing, especially in trucking, you need to do, and one of the reasons we can't find the good companies that we want to go to is because we don't ask for what we want to get. If you don't ask for what you won't get it. If you don't go for what you won't get it. Perfect example. I'm looking out this year. You got Trucker Brown, owner-operator. You got, looks like Chase and Andrew. Looks like he's going to become an owner-operator. Looks like Trainer James. He's also become an owner-operator. So as a result, we got three guys, right, three or four guys here who've all become owner-operators, pushing themselves to that next level that they want to get to. And I think I've noticed is that there's a lot of hate. A lot of hate for them guys. And the reason the hate exists, well, not a lot of hate, I shouldn't say a lot, but some. And the reason it exists is because a lot of guys say they want to be on operators for 13 years and don't do shit. A lot of guys, you know, you're sitting around talking about being an on operator 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and never do anything. Talk about how bad the lease purchase is and the interest is and make every excuse you possibly can. But ultimately, what do you achieve? Right? Nothing. Because you're not going for what you want. Then there's the guys that don't ask for what they want. You want to get off your account. You want to go to a new account, but you're scared to ask. You tell people that you know, or you see it all the time at the truck stop saying, well, I know I can't get this account. You ever asked? If you don't ask for a better account, you won't get a better account. It's like dating. You know, if you don't talk to a woman, you ain't going to get a woman. And then if you don't ask that woman for some pussy, you ain't going to get no pussy. You got to ask. Sometimes it's going to be no. Some other times it's going to be hell no. Right, but there are some yeses out there. I mean, the worst thing that can happen is someone says no and nothing changes. And then it's time to move on. Because let me tell you, the most effective way I found to boost your income, right, is to quit your job. I went up, I was working at Falcon Transport, and I was making, I was making like $30,000. Which was fine for me, but I wanted a little more freedom, a little more room financially. So I say, you know what, let me go ahead and get a different job. So I went out and looked for a better job. Went down the street, not around the block, not around the corner, down the street for a better opportunity. Opportunity was down the street, was an extra $13,000 a year. Right. That's a hell of a shift for me. You know, that's an extra 10 grand that I, you know, definitely makes life a hell of a lot easier. Now, when you look at that around the corner, for instance, let's look at Trainer James. Trainer James found out down the street from his house was an owner-operated day cab operation where he leases from that company, and he's able to be home every night. Go check, go follow Trainer James. Find him on YouTube, YouTube/Trainer James. And the thing is, he's going to give you details about it, but the thing is, it was right around the corner from his house. That's why I always talk about doing research around your neighborhood. You know, going out and talking to some of the trucking companies around you, because there are good trucking companies out there that do not advertise. Don't put any ads out. Don't have recruiters. Believe it or not, there are companies out there paying amazing money and don't have recruiters. Part of it is because they don't have a lot of turnover rate, because they pay really good money and they keep a lot of good drivers. And so they can sit back with Joe Blow, who's a hard runner and does two or three runs for them, you know, in a short amount of time, and still keep it up, keep it moving, you know. But you need to understand that shit. You need to realize that until you ask for it, you won't get it. Same thing for all you new guys out there. You know, you're working at a company, you're starting out, and you want to get more money than what they're offering over the road, but you talk like you locked over the road. I tell guys all the time, start calling and talking to people and getting names and talking to people, befriending people over the phone, and start telling these people you want to go to somebody else. Tell them. You know, tell them you want to go, I want to go to, you know, this company. I want to go to that company. Tell them. Tell them what company you want to go to. You know, be blunt about it. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say what company you want to go to, but what account you want. You want to get dedicated. Call the dispatcher. Get aggressive. Look for the shit. I ain't saying you got to call and threaten people, but look. You know, everybody wants to bitch about what they ain't got. Nobody wants to do anything to get. All right? So just treat that. For all you brothers, all the men out there, treat it like you're looking for pussy. Right? You know you look for pussy hard, don't you? Right? High, low, right? You know? Start thinking, how old is that old woman? How many gray hairs she got? How many gray hairs can I deal with down below? Yes. But I mean, dude, look, swing for the fences. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com.